This guy, Wilfred Brandt, published a book very recently. Thank you for asking me that question. It's a collection of interviews done over a span of more than 10 years. He's produced magazines, in bands, works as a journo, lived all across the world, you know, over in the States, now here in Sydney. Just a man of many talents, and joining you in the studio now, Wilfred, hey.
Hey, how you doing? You make me sound really impressive. Thank you.
I think it's a very impressive resume, and obviously interviews over 10 years, like, that's a long time to be doing that stuff.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
Obviously you develop a, you know, an understanding for it and a method for doing it. I know as well, one thing you sort of said is I know it's something in the interview world where it's like, if you're a fan of an artist, that can really mess it up, it can be a good or a bad thing. I know you talked about that a little bit in the book. I mean, how did it affect you being a fan of some of the people that you did end up chatting with?
I mean, I was pretty fortunate in that a lot of the people that I spoke to are the kind of musicians and artists that are at a certain level that they're not sick of doing interviews, and they're also not the kind of people who can't walk down the street without getting mobbed. So fortunately, being a fan was kind of a benefit for a lot of those people. And I knew quite a bit about a lot of them.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes obsessively so.
And do you have to hide that? Like, is that sort of something you try to keep on the low?
No, I mean, you try not to ask them too incredibly detailed, like train spotting type questions, because they might not remember. I mean, you know, they might not remember the lyrics from some song from 10 albums ago. Sorry, not the lyrics, but, you know, the specifics of recording it the specifics of shooting a film from however many years ago.
Yeah.
Especially they're not going to remember, you know, the time that you yelled out something at them on stage when they're playing in Topeka 9 years ago or something.
No, totally. Yeah, absolutely. And I guess for people that haven't read the book, I mean, what are some of the names that we'll see pop up of people that you've chatted to? Anyone, you can flex here, you know, let us know the big ones.
Cat Power, John Waters, the filmmaker John Waters, not the actor John Waters. I always have to clarify because there's that Australian actor. Dennis Cooper, the author Dennis Cooper, musician Will Oldham, Anton Newcomb from the Brian Jonestown Massacre, Kathleen Hanna, who was in Bikini Kill and sort of like helped start the Riot Girl movement. The title of the book's actually taken from something that she said in the interview where I asked her a question and she gave her response. And then at the end, there was a pause and she was like, thank you for asking me that question. And I was so shook. Like, I get goosebumps thinking about it now, because I'm like, I didn't realize that somebody being interviewed could actually thank you.
What was the question?
I'd read an interview where she talked about doing interior design. And so I talked to her about that, and I think the interview I'd read, she talked about spending all this time in like sort of disgusting rock clubs and going into bathrooms and having them be covered with graffiti. And so she would come home to New York and she really wanted to create like a beautiful space to nest in. So I just asked her about her interest in interior design, and she gave me this long thought out answer. And then she was like, oh, thanks for asking me that question.
Right.
I was like, oh.
So you get a sense of when, is that always an aim of yours to sort of ask questions that aren't being, because I guess they would, interviews, I think it's one of those things where artists probably don't get enough credit for how hard interviews must be when you're doing them as a career, you know, because everyone thinks they're so original with this question of how did you come up with the name of your album or something, and then it just makes you want to, you know, smack your head against a brick wall sometimes. So is that the aim to, I mean, because like, but how do you do that though? Because like, your aim would obviously be to not ask those questions, but without being too specific and weird. So you sort of try and find that balance.
You do have to try to find a balance. I mean, the other thing is you don't come up with something that's just trying to impress them with your depth of knowledge. You want to come up with something. I mean, I remember this editor from Melbourne that I've worked with a lot. I always sing her praises, Penny Madra. She spoke about how good writers are people who are genuinely interested in the world. And so if you're doing research and you're genuinely interested in the topic, you're going to come up with a list of questions, you know, that are quite thoughtful and are quite intelligent, whether you like it or not.
Yeah. And I mean, tell us a little bit about, obviously the book is sort of a collection of these things, but I mean, was the aim for you to just to put them out there, or is there like a wider sort of, look, I had to do this because of blah, blah, blah kind of thing?
Well, I mean, they were pretty much all interviews that had appeared in print or online somewhere else before. So some of them were in Monster Children magazine. A lot of them were in a website called 2000 that was a culture guide for Sydney. And then incidentally, like as I was compiling all the interviews, the original idea was that a lot of these interviews, like the interview with Dennis Cooper, even though it was for a friend's independent publication, it was like 4,000 words long. And he was like, I really love this, but we have to cut it down. So part of the idea was that the long form versions were really interesting, or at least I conceitedly thought they were very interesting. So I started compiling them about halfway through that process. The website 2000, the City Culture Guide to Sydney, you know, went out of business and they took it down. So a lot of this stuff isn't available. So that's part of the thing too, is it's just compiling all of this, having everything be in a long form version, and yeah, putting it out there for people to read. I mean, it is a bit of a calling card. So like if people want to hire me to do fancy interviews after this, that's great. Or like start my own show or whatever, but also just to have it out there because I'm really proud of the work I've done.
Yeah, well, you know, the art of the interview is something that takes years to master. And I think I wanted to try and see if we could take something away from this where a listener at home or in the car right now, because I feel like in an interview, often you've got to try and create a rapport with someone within seconds. You know, sometimes it might even be they're doing a press junket and you've only got your 5 minutes. So I reckon we could probably translate that to the real world, where like if you're in the office or something, or if you're in the elevator, you've suddenly got to make a conversation with someone out of nothing. And that's really hard to do. So let's say we have met for the first time. Right. Yeah. And so let's say, I mean, what do you do? What would you hit me with if we're like, you want to try and create a connection straight away?
Yeah.
So what?
Well,
do you do?
I actually used to teach music journalism at Maclay College, actually just around the corner from here. And one of the things I used to say to my students was that it's like being stuck at a bad dinner party, or even more specifically, like you're at a wedding reception and you're sitting next to someone, and you might say, like, you know, where are you from? And they might say, I'm from Sydney, which is interesting if you're not from Sydney, but if you're from Sydney, maybe it's not that interesting. And you might say, what do you do for a living? And you say, oh, I do accounting. And you're like, I don't really feel like talking about that. And then you say, do you have any hobbies? And they go, oh, I collect porcelain dolls. And you're immediately like, boom, this is the thing I'm going to focus on. So you're like, oh, when did you start collecting porcelain dolls? And like, what kind of market is there for them? Is it bigger in certain countries than in other countries? And like, what's the upkeep on them like? And where do you get I mean, I'm already thinking of like a half dozen questions that I want to ask about that. So it's, you do kind of have to find the thing that's going to be interesting. One of the difficult things with interviewing artists and musicians is they've talked about so many things already. So you do kind of want to find that thing that's maybe interesting that hasn't been talked about to death, and can maybe get them off script a little bit. So yeah, if I had just met you now, I would be asking you
interests.
I mean, I also might jump straight ahead to one of my ace up the sleeve questions. So what are you really into at the moment? Like, what are you obsessed with right now?
Yeah. And I guess because you want people to speak passionately, and often it's those things that they speak passionately about. There you go, a little life hack. If you ever stuck it in that weird office thing and you've got to talk to someone while you're filling up your drink bottle or something, and it takes like, it's a slow tap.
Yep.
Go with the, what are you into right now?
What are you into right now?
Yeah.
It can be movies, it can be TV shows, it can be food, it can be books, it can be anything. So
yeah, no doubt. And so I guess what's next for you? Like you've sort of got a finger in heaps of different pies, and this book is obviously going to be sick. And do you have a new thing you want to do? Like,
The book, I should mention, so the book now is available in Melbourne. It's at Metropolis, which is perhaps my favorite bookstore in Australia. And then in Sydney, it's at Kinokuniya in the city. It's at Repressed Records in Newtown, so the record shop that's been really great support for the DIY scene for a really long time. And then it's at Burning Rose Records on Oxford Street, which is a relatively new space, which everyone should go out and support because they're carrying a lot of really great art books and zines and independent releases from labels like Paradise Daily and Burning Rose. And so that's what's happening now. Next up, I don't know, I have like so many different ideas for publications. So I kind of work on things in different, I alternate the things I work on and then see whichever one ends up getting completed. I mean, I've got a thing I'm working on for a project with a friend who's got a risograph machine, but he keeps flaking out on me. So I'm calling him out on it.
Call him out now. Yeah.
So maybe that'll come through if he gets back to me about using his risograph machine. Otherwise, I've got like a novel that I'm trying to work on at some point. And I've got a book of jokes that I'm compiling from over the years.
I just instantly thought of this. In like 20 seconds, are you also sick of, I feel like this thing at the moment in music interviewing and whatever is like, guess what? You're going to try Tim Tams because you're American. And it's just, I'm sick of watching people try Vegemite.
Yeah.
Ugh, like,
yeah.
Is that pissing you
off
too?
I mean, that's always bad. And one thing that I learned not to do where I think I do it once in the interview, is that thing where they just go like, so you're coming back to Australia? Like, are you looking forward to it? I mean, what are they going to say? No, I hate your country. Of course they're going to say, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. What do you love about Australia? I mean, what do you love about Australia at least is a little bit legitimate. Like, I did ask Cat Power because she spent a lot of time here and she recorded albums. So I'm like, obviously you like coming here.
Yeah.
What do you like
about
it?
But it's when someone's on a tour and they get to probably see three things in amongst the shows. It's like, well, the people are nice.
Yeah. Like, what do you like about Luxembourg? Like, just insert your country here and see what they
say. Stop doing that if you're in that
rookie mistake.
Yeah, here you go. We're getting some life lessons. Wilfred Brand, it's been great to find out all this stuff. And I especially like the little office life hack. If you're stuck in there, you can do that. The book's called Thank You for Asking Me That Question. It's out now at the stores you were just mentioning. And thanks for taking the time.
No problem. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.